The annual pink test kicks off at the Sydney Cricket Ground today. Thousands of spectators will dress in pink in support of the McGrath Foundation, which raises funds for breast cancer nurses in honour of the late Jane McGrath, who died from complications due to breast cancer in 2008 at the age of just 42. Around 50 Australians are diagnosed with breast cancer every day. And unfortunately, just over a year ago, that awful news was given to Cindy Klinger, wife of former Australian first-class cricketer Michael Klinger. I spoke to both of them earlier.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cindy, your diagnosis was made just before Christmas in 2017. You were just 36 at the time. At such a young age, this must have come as a real bolt from the blue.
Yeah, it was totally unexpected. I was experiencing a sore back, which I just put down to my lifestyle. Michael was travelling a lot. I have three young children and I just thought I had a sore back from that, and I ignored it for quite a few months. And it was only until I went to put my youngest son into his cot in the middle of the night, and I just felt something pop in my back and my whole body just seized up. And it was then that I knew something wasn't right and went to see the doctor, had scans and blood tests, and the next day was called straight back in, and it all just spiraled on from there. And it came as a total shock, totally out of the blue. I would never have thought that something like this would happen to me.
And Cindy, it was breast cancer, but it had spread to your spine?
Yeah. So, you know, I was actually 35 at the time when I was diagnosed. I turned 36 in March 2018, and I didn't think of checking. I was breastfeeding my youngest son. There's no breast cancer in my family at all, and I was 35. Yeah, unfortunately, we caught it when it had gone to my spine, but thankfully it hadn't gone anywhere else, and thankfully, I'm in a really good place now.
Michael, what was that moment like when you found out that Cindy had breast cancer?
We knew something was up straight away because we obviously got called in the day after, and she got retested, and there were four or five different doctors and radiographers looking at these scans, and I could
tell it wasn't good.
Yeah, you knew it wasn't good, and they were really good, to be honest. They were honest, and they said, "Listen, there's a very good chance Cindy has cancer. We got to find out where it's from." So they did some further tests, and then I think 24 hours later, we found out it was breast cancer. So, and then the next 48 hours was just madness, to be honest. It was just trying to find doctors, trying to find the best oncologists in town, the surgeons, and we were extremely lucky to have some close friends who are doctors, and also the Western Australian Cricket Association doctor who helped us get meetings with people really quickly. And I think 3 or 4 days later, she was having her first chemotherapy session. So it was it all happened really quickly.
Really, really fast. And of course, then the whole family is in upheaval as a consequence of that. I think, Michael, it's fair to say that up until that point, your family's lives had revolved very much around the demands of your first-class cricket career. How did the impact of Cindy's diagnosis and then the treatment, what sort of impact did that have on you then and family life?
Oh, things changed very quickly. I mean, Cindy was a huge support for me for my whole career since I knew her, spanning over 14 years. And as soon as that came out, I was just about to start the Big Bash last season for the Perth Scorchers, and things just had to change very quickly. And our roles literally changed. It was my turn to support her, and if that meant the cricket wasn't going to happen, then to be honest, at the time, it didn't bother me at all, because my focus was obviously having to support Cindy and the kids. And it turned out that I did play a few games last year, mainly because Cindy and the rest of our family basically kicked me out of the house to go play, because there wasn't a whole lot I could do because we had Cindy's parents there as well helping out, and other family there helping. And for the 3 hours or 4 hours of me going out to play, it was actually quite a nice distraction mentally for me, because I knew straight back afterwards I'd go back home and keep helping out in whichever way I could with Cindy and the kids.
Cindy, the Pink Test, which is what we're talking about today, is an important fundraiser for breast cancer nurses. Jane McGrath had the support of one of these nurses when her cancer returned, and she said at the time that it was like having someone hold her hand through one of the worst nightmares of her life. She says, it allowed me to be myself and not just the breast cancer patient. Did you have a breast cancer nurse?
I actually didn't. I was fortunate enough to have family and friends just rally around me from the moment I got diagnosed. I had my parents there, Michael's dad, I had my brothers and sister-in-laws, everyone coming to visit, and then, of course, our wonderful friends in Melbourne and Sydney and, Melbourne and Perth, and they just rallied around me. I had nurses contact me, not from the McGrath Foundation, but from the Perth breast cancer area, and they obviously give wonderful support. And you know, for the people that don't have that family support around them, I think it's amazing, because you do need someone like that with you. And like I said, I was fortunate.
What sort of support do the breast cancer nurses provide then?
They provide emotional support, but it's also, you know, obviously any questions that you have that you don't know. Like when you get diagnosed, you don't know anything about this disease. Obviously, asking people that know about it, that have experienced being in that area with other people that have dealt with it, you can ask them any question and get all the feedback that you need about that. And I think just having that emotional support and having people to provide you with that kind of information is extremely important. And I think, you know, what the McGrath Foundation provides is amazing, especially for those people that don't live close to hospitals and need that support close by.
So we've got the Pink Test starting today, but day three of the Pink Test, which is Saturday, is known as Jane McGrath Day. It's a pretty special day. It's more about a celebration rather than a memorial, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Sometimes when you think about breast cancer, and especially having gone through it, when you think about all the negative times, it can bring you down. But when you think about the positive outcomes and, you know, celebrating people's lives as well, I think that helps people, especially dealing with that disease, not only for the patients themselves, but also their families.
So, Michael, I believe something like 67,000 families have been supported by breast care nurses since the foundation was established in 2005, but there's still a huge demand. Is there a fundraising goal for this year?
Yeah, I think, as Cindy mentioned as well, there's the firstly with the support that patients get, especially in remote areas, is huge. And I think there's over 120 nurses all around Australia helping out with patients. And and the great thing about the McGrath Foundation is nurses, the people don't have to pay for these nurses. They're free and they don't need to get doctor referrals. So if people can go to the website pinktest.com.au and show their support, speaking from experience now over the last 12 months with my family, and seeing it firsthand what people need to go through, the breast care nurses is a huge help to anyone out there who has breast cancer.
And Michael, I have to ask you, after the last performance, how are you rating Australia's chances this time round?
I think they'll come back pretty well. I know their coach extremely well, Justin Langer. He coached Western Australia and the Perth Scorchers over the last 4 years when I've been there, and I know he'll have the guys working hard. It's actually been a great series. It's been close test matches. I know a couple of results haven't gone Australia's way, but the team's been pretty successful at the SCG in the past, so it'd be great if they can, I suppose, tie the series 2-2. They won't regain the trophy because India won it last time, but I think it'll mean a lot for Australia going forward if they can at least get the series level at 2-2.
Ever the optimist, Michael and Cindy Klinger, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Michael and Cindy Klinger. Michael is a former Australian first-class cricketer and an ambassador for the McGrath Foundation. This year, they're hoping to raise $2.1 million to fund another 15 breast cancer nurses. The Pink Test against India kicks off today.